All right, welcome back to WTK's Playground. We're rolling it out as Jamie would. He sat in this chair for many years, or over there on that chair. I guess it's radio, so you can't see what chair I'm pointing at. But let's just say he would be dancing in his chair right now. You can hear him 3 to 6, Monday through Friday. I don't think he does as much dancing as he needs to.
Jay-Z, I felt a little rhythm and jive on that.
Yeah. No, you feel it, but he really took it to a different level, right, Tonio? The way he did it is kind of embarrassing in a way.
It was magical.
It was magical, but if for people, Corn Chowder, Tonio, myself, we were used to it, but then he would bring in like a guest, and then he would do it, and it was to the point where they're kind of like, wait, is this something we're supposed to do? Like looking around the room, almost looking down.
The guest was wondering if their visit was dependent on participation points.
Right, exactly. But thank you, Miz, for playing that. Let's go to our media guest. It's our first media guest on WTK's Playground, Matt Wenzel. Welcome to the show. We want to talk to you about the game yesterday. You can follow him. He's on Twitter. Also, he's from MLive. You can follow him on Twitter at MWenzel2. Why is the 2? What's the 2 there for?
Honestly, I can't even remember. Whenever I signed up my account, there must have been a 1 there first, or somebody must
someone
have
took
first,
it.
So. Yeah, so I'm second on the list, or I was second on the list.
All right, weird question. Have you ever looked up other people with your name to see if you found them and asked them why they've taken your Twitter handle?
You know what? There actually, now that you ask, there is somebody who has the exact same name as me who also is a sports writer in Michigan. So, yeah, that part is a little confusing. I've had a couple people ask me about that before.
How do I know I'm talking to the right one? How do I know? It's like the Nick Baumgartner's Twitter was, you know, hacked for a while there, and I would always be like, you know, you're doing that to yourself. You're just trying to get more clicks. How do I know I'm talking to the right Matt Wenzel?
I can guarantee you you're talking to the right one.
Okay.
Matt, we want to see you put real in your Twitter handle, like the real Scott Van Pelt, just to make sure that you're the real thing.
I'm not important enough to go by the real anything.
Not so. Matt Wenzel.
Right. All right. No. Right. Exactly. Yeah, the parody account. All right. So give us your thoughts on the game yesterday.
Well, you know, I think for Michigan, I mean, this has been long summer of anticipation. You know, with all the guys they're bringing back, you know, they got as much talent back as about anybody in the country. It was good to finally see some football, you know, after all the satellite camp stuff and Twitter and recruiting and all the stuff that kind of, encapsulated the program over the summer while everyone was waiting. You get Hawaii in the opener, you're expected a role, and, I mean, they did just that. I don't know if Michigan fans out there, I don't know if they would have wanted to see anything more. I think Michigan was just about as good as they could be, minus, you know, a couple of mistakes here and there. But, I mean, when it's 63-3, I don't know how many complaints you can really have at the end of the day.
Yeah, you can't really complain about that margin of victory, which is Michigan's largest, I think, since 1975. But, Matt, you wrote a little bit about linebacker Mike McCray, and we talked about him earlier in the show and the impact that he had in this game along with Ben Gideon. What did you see from McCray that really showed you that he's going to be a big factor later on in the season?
Well, yeah, I thought he was really good yesterday. I talked to him, the media availability before they started camp, and he was a guy that everybody was looking at because, you know, with the three guys that graduated last year, and, you know, their linebacker play wasn't that great last year, but they did lose those three guys. And, you know, he was out all last year, but it came out that, well, it was clear that they were going to expect him to be a big force this year. He had a good spring. When I talked to him before camp started, he said he was, you know, fully confident, fully healthy, ready to go. And, it certainly looked like that yesterday. I mean, he had led the team in tackles. I think he had 9 tackles, I think 3.5 for loss, 2 sacks. I thought he was excellent. You know, and it was late in the second quarter, Hawaii was driving, trying to put the ball in the end zone or at least put some points on the board. He made a play on the sideline, and to me, it looked like he was walking off pretty gingerly, getting back to the huddle. You know, I said something on our live updates post, and then of course he makes the strip sack on the very next play. So I think he was just fine. But yeah, I was really impressed with McCray.
Well, talking about him and then the rest of the linebacking core, and obviously they were a big part of this game, but we'll move to the freshmen in this game, and Michigan set a record for freshman participation. I brought up Eddie McDoom earlier in our show. Who were some freshmen that stood out to you in this win?
Well, I think everybody, I don't think there was a question about who people were looking for most yesterday. I mean, it was obviously Rashawn Gary, but, you know, it was Chris Evans was the star, and it wasn't even close. He was, maybe not, he obviously wasn't their most highly sought after recruit, but he was a 4-star kid from Indianapolis. Nick Baumgartner wrote about him and said he was very impressed with, you know, seeing him at the satellite camp last year. And he was excellent yesterday. I mean, obviously Davion got the start, got a little banged up with the ribs, and then Evans came in and was outstanding. I mean, he averaged like 9 yards a carry or whatever it was. I mean, either way, you know, he went over 100 yards. I think the third true freshman in Michigan history to do that in their collegiate debut. Two touchdowns, great burst through the hole, especially that, I think it was the second touchdown.
Yeah, the 43-yarder. Yeah, when he got to that second level, it was definitely in a different gear.
Yeah, I mean, you got to give the line credit. I mean, he had a big hole to run through, but, you know, he deserves the credit for the burst to get through there, because I don't know how many backs on their roster would take that one to distance. But he obviously has speed too, and an impressive young man, I will say. He apparently, what Harbaugh said yesterday was that when Jordan talked to the team, when asked if anybody had any questions for Jordan, Chris Evans was the first one to ask a question. So, for a true freshman to have the nerve to be the first one to ask a question of Michael Jordan, I mean, that says a lot for him. But yeah, a very impressive game for him.
Yeah, that sounds like when you're going to stand up first and be the first guy to ask someone like Michael Jordan, that just means leader down the road. You look at that guy years down the road, and you're going to look at that guy as not just taking the hand up first, but he's going to be the one that is going to be more vocal, more ready to kind of tell people to put them in their place.
I think it says a lot about his confidence, too. I mean, that's...
Yeah, exactly.
That's a very confident thing to do, I would say.
So the atmosphere, you were at the game yesterday, Matt. What was the... How was the atmosphere as far as the crowd is concerned?
I think it was, you know, it was obviously, you know, anybody who likes football, is a perfect day for football. It's 70, it's sunny. You know, you had Michael Jordan in the stadium, you had Derek Jeter there, Charles Woodson, season opener. I think it was very festive. I mean, I think everybody was just glad that it finally is here. Football's here. I mean, obviously Michigan's got, you know, heavy home schedule and their home first five games. So, I think it was, you know, very positive, especially when it's 63-3.
Matt, what are you working on? What are you working on? Sorry to cut you off. What are you working on now? Because we have McCray. We have that. You can go to MLive / Wolverines, and you can find all the stuff he writes there. You can go to, you can do that, or you can find him on Twitter at mwenzel, WENWENZEL 2. We're going to have to get that fixed. But what are you working on now for the days to come?
Well, for a post-game from Hawaii, I think that's all I've got. You know, we've had a lot of stuff over the last 24 hours or so. But I'll be back tomorrow. It is Sunday. Tomorrow, Harbaugh will talk to the media again. So we'll be there. We'll have live updates on MLive of what he says during his press conference, and take it from there and just start another game week looking ahead to UCF, which I mean probably will be a little similar to yesterday's game.
I believe so also. All right. Well, I want to thank you for joining us as our first guest on WTK's Playground, the media guest. That's Matt Wenzel. We'll check in with you later in the season. Thank you very much.
No problem. Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, let's go to a break. When we come back, as I said, we're going to get to the standings. We're going to talk teams that lost one, talk a little bit about that, and then we'll look at next week with Central Florida coming to Ann Arbor.
The Vaunted Knights.
Yes. Oh, gosh, watch out. You're listening to WTK's Playground.